From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. is dismayed as Russian aid trucks move into Ukraine, and troops are pledged for an East African standby force. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. The White House says Russia's movement of a humanitarian convoy into Ukraine without official approval from Kiev is a flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty. U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said today that Russia must remove the convoy from eastern Ukraine or face consequences. He said the United States plans to discuss the situation at the United Nations Security Council. The UN Refugee Agency, meanwhile, reports its largest aid operation in a decade to bring emergency supplies into Iraq's Kurdistan region is in full swing. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The operation is set to last 10 days. The UN Refugee Agency plans to ship 2,410 tons of non-food aid into Erbil, Kurdistan, by air, land, and sea. Three airlifts of thousands of items such as tents, plastic sheeting, and kitchen sets have taken place. The UNHCR says it plans a fourth and final flight on Saturday. On the same day, a first ship is due to sail to Bandar Abbas in Iran. From there, the agency says the ship's relief cargo will be trucked into Erbil. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Defense chiefs from 10 East African countries have pledged a total of 5,000 troops to a new regional standby force for deployment by December. The AU is aiming for all of the forces to be in place by December 2015, but some regions are more advanced than others. This is VOA News. Mortar fire from Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip has killed an Israeli child. Israeli officials say the four-year-old boy died from a mortar that hit near a kindergarten in southern Israel. They say he is the first Israeli child to die from violence that started July 8th. Meanwhile, the Israeli prime minister has vowed that Hamas will pay a heavy price for the attack. The U.S. Defense Department says a Chinese fighter jet has conducted a dangerous intercept with a U.S. warplane off the coast of China. This is Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby.
We have registered our strong concerns to the Chinese about the unsafe and unprofessional intercept, which posed a risk to the safety and the well-being of the aircrew and was inconsistent with customary international law.
Kirby went on to say that the jet made several close passes, coming within 10 meters of the U.S. Navy jet. The incident took place Tuesday in international waters. South Africa has banned travel to and from Ebola-stricken nations, echoing a move by Kenya last week. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
South Africa is closing its ports of entry to travelers from three nations hit hardest by the deadly Ebola virus: Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Of the three, Liberia has been hardest hit, with the World Health Organization estimating that 90% of Ebola deaths have happened there. Nigeria, which has also seen more than a dozen Ebola cases, is not at this time on the banned list. South Africa's health minister announced the move this week. South African Health Department spokesman Joe Mela says South African citizens will be allowed to return home from those countries, but only after they are carefully screened for signs of the deadly virus. He says South Africans wishing to go to any of those countries will be quizzed by immigration officials at the airport and asked to postpone the trip unless it is truly urgent. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Pregnant women should avoid eating some fish and should not eat canned tuna at all. That's according to food safety experts at the public interest magazine Consumer Reports. Large predator species like tuna absorb high levels of mercury from their smaller prey, and it accumulates in their tissue. That mercury can harm pregnant women and could cause birth defects in their unborn babies. The metal can injure the lungs, kidneys, brain, spinal cord, and nerves of pregnant women. The United Nations says the death toll from Syria's three-year-long civil war has surpassed 191,000. The figure was released today by the UN Human Rights Office and is more than double than the last estimate a year ago. UN Rights Chief Navi Pillay acknowledged that even the latest figure, it likely underestimates those killed. She slammed international paralysis on the Syria conflict.
That's the latest world news from VOA.